Now we move on to the branches of chemistry. Please mark the words written in red: inorganic chemistry, organic chemistry, physical chemistry, biochemistry. There are several branches of chemistry. Inorganic chemistry is the study of elements and compounds that are found in non-living things. Organic chemistry is the study of carbon compounds that are mostly found in living things. Physical chemistry tells us how chemical reactions depend on physical properties like heat and pressure. Biochemistry is the study of chemical processes in plants and animals. What is the economic importance of chemistry? The modern society has progressed largely on the basis of advances in chemistry. For our daily essential needs, we use various chemical compounds. They include building materials, cement, ceramics, glass, fertilizers, insecticides, pesticides, antibiotics, and many other medicines. On page 13, mark the scientific method and its five steps: information, hypothesis, verification, theory, law. All these words you have to mark. Scientists solve problems through experiments in several steps. These steps together are called the scientific method. First, they identify the problem. They think of a problem and then they start collecting information about it. Whatever known information they can gather from books, internet, etc., with the help of all that, they plan up the experiment work. And then they carry out the experiments. Based on the results of these experiments, they draw a conclusion. This conclusion is called the hypothesis. When this hypothesis is verified by other scientists, a theory is formed, which means other scientists also experiment with the same problem and they get the same results, then they verify it as a theory. After that, this theory is accepted by all and then it becomes a law in science. On page 14, there's a flowchart which shows the step-by-step method of problem solving used by scientists. Please mark it. You have to complete the worksheet given on page 14. You can do it in the book with pencil.